Hi there, Helen Jatan here of the Art of Preparation in Barrie, Ontario, helping homeowners transform their spaces to sell, live, work, and play. Today's episode is about staging the office. So I don't know if you have an office that is separate from the rest of the house, or maybe you have a combined office, bedroom, basement setup. But in the event that you do have a separate office space, I'd like to talk about that. And right now I am sitting in my office because I feel it's the best way to talk about a space being in the space. So first thing you want to do with a home office in a separate space is make it look like an office and not like a home with your kids' things or your husband's things or power tools or anything like that. It's a place that you spend a lot of time most likely in, and it needs to be decluttered. As well, furniture is very important. So we tend to have a lot of oversized desks, the old school big wooden ones with the cabinets on the top, and they take a lot of visual space. So today you can get simple desks. The glass desks are nice, just a simple one where you have your computer or laptop on there with everyday tools that you use. And on your desk, not big piles of paper, but everything basically needs to be cleared if you're selling your home. So I wouldn't leave a laptop on the desk just in case because of theft. So not a good idea if you have a new expensive laptop to leave it there, because that might just disappear. Not that it will, but it could. So put that away as well. Anything like electronics. So if you have printers and microphones and all sorts of things like that, make sure that all those things are stored away. Your printer you could leave out, but I would suggest that you put it on a shelf. So you don't need a big, you know, credenza to hold a printer. The less furniture, the better. Things like paper or photocopy paper and that, you could store away. A good idea is to visually conceal all your tools. So if you have like a bookshelf or wall storage, you can purchase storage baskets and put all your things in the basket so people don't see the clutter. So anything like pens, papers, scissors, elastic bands, paper clips, all those wonderful things, make sure they're out of sight, as well as file cabinets. Now in my office, I have a couple of file cabinets, which they're the big clunky metal ones. They were gray, which I've had over the years, which I use to store private customer information and important documents. However, they were an eyesore, so I painted my cabinets a different color. So for example, I painted the front of the file cabinets sort of a teal green, which is a trendy color, with a black side, so it makes it more design inspired. Especially being in my business, color is important. You might want to put as well a very nice artwork, something simple that color coordinates with your cabinets, for example, which I have done. And some good lighting as well, because task lighting for your desk is important. You don't want to be in a dungeon. As well, if you have a window in your office, make sure there's plenty of light there. You don't have to worry about privacy in that. When you're showing a home, you want to make sure that the room is bright. So in here, keep things very simple. You can add an area rug as well under your desk. And if you can, try and put your desk in the center of the room or pretty close to the center, so you have a lot of space to walk around, you know, that'll give a nice impression. Do add some accessories. So I know in HomeSense, if you walk into their deck center, which is decorating center, they have an actual aisle for office. And I think they call it the men's aisle, but I don't know why they do that. But basically, it could be a little inspirational statue or something like that. or motivational sort of little marble stand. So you can use one of those on your desk. You can sort of set up a nice book with like a journal on the desk to kind of prop it, but without, you know, your paperwork and your notes or any receipts or anything. Again, all of that is put away. If you have anything like document shredders, those you can put away and bring it out when you need it. It's not something that you use every day. So don't put your document shredders on display, as well as maybe your recycle bin for papers and your garbage cans and that. Those don't need to be sitting around when people come for a showing or open house. Make sure that any of your supplies are well put away as well. So all those storage bins that you can put on shelves where everything could be hidden in there and organized will make it a lot easier. So keep it very simple in a home office and make it inviting for people to see themselves in the space. If you have a chair like for clients to visit, make sure that that's not oversized either. So basically, less is more. Do some focal points. Make it seem like, you know, you can get a lot accomplished and it's a stress-free place that someone can spend a day in. Thanks for your time. Hi there, Helen Jatan here from The Art of Preparation, bringing you another segment on helping you sell your home with staging. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is artwork. So it's important to understand when it comes to artwork, having enough artwork or too much artwork, and having the proper scale artwork. So just as a tip, anything above maybe a console table or a couch, measure out the area and use two-thirds as the width of the picture you need to hang above your couch or your console. A quick tip would be to mount it anywhere between 6 and 12 inches above that piece of furniture in order to give it proper scale. You could use two or three in that area as long as it's only two-thirds of the space. So a good idea for home staging is knowing about scale and proportion. So that's where a home stager comes in. But hopefully that'll help you out a bit in your decoring of your space. Thank you. Hi, Helen here, talking about home staging. And this little lesson on home staging is about lighting. So it doesn't matter if your house is beautiful or not. Without lighting, or proper lighting, I should say, then your work of art is not so beautiful. So it's very important to have proper lighting in your home. There are basically three levels of lighting to consider. Number one is your ambient lighting, which is the ceiling light you have in the middle of the room normally. Then you have accent lighting, which would be something like lamps on a console. And then you have task lighting, which is specific to maybe a desk light or one of those lights that go over maybe a reading area. So those are the three types of lighting you should have in your space to make your home more appealing to buyers. Hi there, Helen here, bringing you some home staging tips. And today's tips is about home decorating accessories. So what are home decorating accessories? Well, basically, they're anything that makes your house pretty that doesn't have a function. So lights, for example, they could be pretty, but they do serve a function as to lighting the space. So not classified, in my eyes, as an accessory. So accessory could be books, candles, vases, things like that, that basically put the final touch on the look of a room. So an easy way to accessorize, if you don't know how, where to put stuff, is group things in three. And a great tool to have is an accessory tray, which comes in different shapes and sizes. And you would pick the one that is the right size for the surface. So if you had a round coffee table. You can get a round accessory tray that would hold three items inside. Those three items need to be in varying heights, so from tall to medium to small. You could do it in colors as well, so three items of the same color, or you could do, you know, three items that are different colors for different visual appeal. So you don't want everything to look matchy-matchy. You want to give some kind of interest to look at. So that's my tip for accessories, and decorating your home when staging.